Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990 or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at RonSiegelRadio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries. As we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media, this is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, and as yes, we are continuing our celebration of Police Appreciation Week, Chief Paul Walters is with us. Welcome. Glad to have you with us, and let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing planner, plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save the number in your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And yes, of course, it would not be a beautiful morning on Ron Siegel Radio if we were not celebrating. So what are celebrations of today? Well, obviously we know it's Lobster Fest right here in Yorba Linda, California. National Devil Foods Cakes Day, maybe. National May Ray Day, I don't even know what that is. Bike to Work Day, I've beaten anorexia, I don't get on a bike very often. National Endangered Species. I'm going to stick with a real simple one. It is National Pizza Party Day. Any day that we're having a party, that sounds like a good day to me. So National Pizza Party Day is today. So enjoy that great pizza. Our friends over at Wise Guys Pizza generally take good care of everyone on Pizza Day. Market, watching those markets for you this morning. We're reversing. Maybe it's because we've got this special counsel and the media is not on fire anymore about what's happening in Washington, D.C. Maybe we're starting to see that, yeah, we are going to get back on track with the president's agenda. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up 146 points. Oil up $1.06 a barrel, which is very interesting, being that it didn't draw down as much as we had anticipated. U.S. 10-year Treasury, 2.247, not a good number for our senior citizens who are trying to live off of a fixed income, and that generally comes from the 10-year Treasury. But it is helpful when we're looking at mortgage rates and what's happening in the mortgage market. So we are holding on a low number there. 4.02 was the Freddie Mac number that came out yesterday. You have to pay a half a point to get that, but 4.02 was the Freddie Mac interest rate number yesterday. In a new article. In fact, it just popped up on my screen just now. U.S. obesity rate is on track. Ooh, 50% obesity. Holy cow. I wonder if they're looking in our studio and saw that number come back at me. Not a good number, but we'll continue to watch what's going on there as well. Did you see the article? I love to share this one. This is kind of famous. Had many, many people tell me about all the improprieties of the Trump administration, but I just saw an article. Old story, careful what you ask for. And it was a very interesting article I saw this morning because there are some individuals. Now, so far, even latest this morning, I heard an interview with Senator Dianne Feinstein telling everybody that she has seen no evidence of any wrongdoing from the Trump administration. No evidence. This is coming from a Democrat. Now, we've seen some other issues that are very questionable, and I wonder if special counsel Robert Mueller will come across anything. Remember, when they have special counsel, they get to take their investigation wherever it leads them. The question marks that may come up, Hillary Clinton, Loretta Lynch, John Podesta. I wonder if there was any type of obstruction issues with Bill Clinton and Loretta Lynch on the tarmac. Just a thought right there, but be careful of what you ask for. I wonder if John Podesta is going to be the first one to hire the criminal attorney just to protect himself. Just a thought right there. We'll follow that story for you. Speaking of following stories, this one I just saw as well. This one to me is probably one of the more disturbing stories that I've seen. And you know, I've talked to you many, many times. I generally... My wife tells me it's way too much time watching and reading news from all sources. Yes, I do listen every once in a while to the Clinton News Network. I do listen to MSNB Hee Haw. There's one other person that does that as well. But Washington Times, Washington Post, that Inquirer paper there. But this one here just crossed my desk, and I really did not like it. I want to see more information on it. But it's a story saying the Obama Justice Department discriminated against military veterans, trying to force them to withdraw their applications from job openings. Really? Then if they didn't withdraw, then they just canceled the postings altogether. This is information from a government watchdog sharing this information. Wonder if, and I know I'm going to hear from people saying, well, President Obama's not in office any longer. Here's the issue with many of these things that go on. Very rarely do we see the total effects of a presidential administration. They don't start the day the president takes office. They don't stop the day the president is replaced. They affect our lives for years to come. I've shared this with you before. There is very, very clear evidence that a lot of the policies put in place by the Reagan administration, the beneficiaries were Bush 41 and President Clinton. There is also very, very clear evidence that the mortgage meltdown that was attributed to President Bush 43 was really directly related to two activities of President Clinton. If you will look at the effects of the Glass-Steagall Act, and that's what allowed Chase to merge with J.P. Morgan and Bank of America, be part of with Merrill Lynch, putting the big banks together with investment banks. Well, Glass-Steagall was put in effect after the Great Depression to stop that. President Clinton helped to repeal that. Now, you think about that concept in relation to the Community Reinvestment Act that was signed into law by President Carter. Now, think about that, all the way back to President Carter, and that's dealing with what caused the mortgage meltdown. Well, how did that happen? So no president from Carter on was able to figure out how to get the Community Reinvestment Act implemented. And they also realized that the goal is for everybody to buy their own house, but there are people that don't want it and can't afford it, and there's nothing wrong with that. And President Carter wanted everyone to have that. They got that passed. Well, nobody enforced it until there was a mechanism for President Clinton to enforce it. What was that mechanism? Well, it was very, very simple. If you were a big bank and you wanted to merge with a mortgage bank, you had to show the government that you were giving loans to everybody, that you were helping everybody buy houses, or else those merger applications sort of got backburnered. Sounds almost like Lois Lerner, doesn't it? Well, in any event. But here's the issue. So when that happens, again, it doesn't happen on President Clinton's watch. It happens down the road. Well, we look at this same scenario. Well, it's the same thing. The effects of what is going on with President Obama's policies will carry forward. President Trump's policies will carry forward for years and years to come. Something like this should never happen in America. I wish there was more publicity. And, you know, the media just didn't do their job very well under the Obama administration. Just another one of my personal opinions. Moving right along. Does this surprise anybody? More and more Americans think they are due for a raise. And that's according to a study from a survey of consumers conducted by the University of Michigan. Index of consumer expectations increased slightly, 97.7 in early May, up 0.7% from April. Consumer sentiment remained on a high plateau established following Trump's election. But here's the issue when you talk about the consumer saying, I deserve a raise. What are you doing to earn it? Now, here's an issue that's real, real simple. If you think, especially business owners, here's a great piece of guidance for business owners. You get a lot of employees that tell you that I deserve a raise or I'm entitled to a raise. Ask all those people to hand you two pieces of paper if they really, really believe that they're deserving of a raise. Just turn in two pieces of paper. On one paper, put down exactly why you believe you're entitled to a raise and what you think that raise should be. On the other piece of paper, turn in your resignation. Let's see how really, really secure you are in saying you deserve it, and maybe how have you earned it? That's a big issue right there. Have you earned it? More, we're not entitled to anything in this country. We're entitled to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That's our entitlements. We've got a Bill of Rights. We've got a Constitution. Earn it from there. That's the bottom line. That's my message to you this morning. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, We will be talking with Chief Paul Walters. It's Police Appreciation Week, heading into Veteran Appreciation Week. We're going to talk about why Americans consider moving to another state. We've got some info on that. Bill paying by credit card, should you or should you not? And financial mistakes you may be making right now, and more importantly, how to fix them. I want to give you a problem without a solution. You are listening to Ron Siegel. You can remember to reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Check with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio. On Twitter, at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars from nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it today on Siegel Radio. For time at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. So what is the reason that people move right now? That is why Americans are considering moving to another state even. Well, we've talked about that here in the state of confusion. We understand that part. Well, like the taxes here, if people have the opportunity to leave, they might, but why would they be moving? So let's explore that a little bit. 41% say a better job opportunity 52% better climate or weather, 36% closer to family, 25% health reasons, 18% closer to friends, 16% closer to a significant other. That is according to a Harris poll. Just a few thoughts there for you, give you an idea of why people are moving from state. Ironically enough, the whole list, and I don't know whether it's the demographic that was surveyed or what, because the biggest reason I hear many, many times has a lot to do with taxes. California loving the idea. There's never been a tax that our governor did not like, so maybe that's part of the issue there, but we'll see. That's just the reasoning that given in this report from the Harris poll. That's the real-time real estate segment brought to you by the Area Trusted Real Estate Professionals. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. As we continue our Police Appreciation Week, well, we've got a real honor this morning. Chief Paul Walters is with us. Welcome.
Thank you.
Glad to have you with us. Longest-serving chief in modern history. Yeah, I don't know, but in this day and age, whether luck has... I had an uncle, rest in peace now, that he said luck is nothing more than an acronym. Labor under correct knowledge. Right? I mean, it takes a lot of hard work, a lot of leadership, and a lot of great people, I'm sure, working with you. So was it always Santa Ana? Santa Ana, California. That's not out there like doing a real cush job. It's not like a city that's, you know, Santa Ana's got a very diverse community.
Yes, it does.
I would imagine. So what are some of the best parts of what you enjoyed or learned as in your during your tenure?
Yes.
And Santa Ana, obviously, in one part, has a lot of that reputation. I don't know whether you would know better than me whether it's well-deserved or not. You know, people that don't want to even admit they live in Santa Ana, they call themselves North Tustin. That's a whole different, you know, community. I mean, it's almost like two different cities or yeah. Demographics.
It is. There's some parts that, you know, shooting. I think what we were fortunate, major city, during the time that I was chief, like the last 10 years, we were like the number in the city.
Wow.
We would run. We went through a time where part of what I speaking of, I would take from the FBI polls, this all different cities, without the data, give it out to the FBI and rank.
Sure.
It didn't take them very long. Did these comparison.
Well, in that case, we should be looking and saying, okay, why is it that the city council didn't have a better publicity campaign? Santa Ana never had, has had a reputation. You know, you think of, as you mentioned, the gangs and some of the violence and things. You know, you talk about number one or number two in the safest. That should be on every billboard around.
Yeah, we did do a lot of that.
Right.
So every murder that happens in rides, when you see the news crews out there, first thing out of their mouth, you're in Santa Ana. They don't tell you the crime or whatever. Santa Ana over etched in murders occur.
That's a great point because, you know, I do this all every day and I've never ever heard anyone articulate that. So it's right there. How did you deal? I mean, because right now in the news, those of us that are news junkies, you know, we hear a lot, and I think in California we just had a big raid with this MS-13. How do you deal with some of those groups to either get rid of them or put them somewhere else?
I think a couple of things. One on the front end, you want to try to stop. They get into the game, so you won't be able to set up as possible. For us, we had several focus. They were further in the game. Special. Officer federally working together. We built a new in that building. We're able to build space. You'd walk working out much more. All individual officers seeing each other, going already developed. Yeah, these swaps tracked in rather than wait. It was they know that they're wanted.
I want to go and dive in a little bit deeper on one of the things that you had mentioned, especially when you get some of the young people getting involved in gangs. And when they're brought to justice, you know, if they're young enough, is there any success in rehabilitation?
There is, I think so. It supports you at home. Parents are in where they don't believe they're supportive. Environment at home. That's where it all starts. Part of what we do is being a parent to look for the sign. What we found over and over again, of all the kids that we arrest, 92% see again. Arrest, they're out. 8%. So the focus of county, probation, police, focusing on 8% the offender. You can focus on that. What the study there are three elements present in that. 8%. They're going to end up probably a life of crime. Drug use. Second is getting involved in it. First and foremost, so the doing well in school is part of the key. A lot of that. Support. What we did is in one of the most tutoring class, tutor, fitness combined with those kids were. That's what is out of game. Will in school be very successful. One officer in an old library that a lot of donated stuff. Officer that worked on the site said working with those kids, changing their lives, enjoyable positioning.
It's got to be very gratifying to see that change and that transformation. We're going to talk more with Chief Paul Walters when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. Also going to talk about auto-paying bills by credit card. Is it a good idea or not? We'll chat about it. And some financial mistakes you may be making right now, how to fix them. And always have the solutions as part of the idea. Remember, you can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again, 1-855-434-7400. 7400.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. In every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. They all are. What are you doing about it? Think about this one. Last number I saw was 600,000 complaints a year to the FTC about the credit reporting agencies. They get fined $1 million, $10 million, whatever the number is, but they're making billions of dollars. Would you trade $1 million if you had it for $1 billion? I think most people would. That's why you got to watch your credit report. The issue this morning, auto-paying bills by credit card, help or hassle? And the answer to that question is probably yes. Probably a little bit of both. Now, I've shared with you many, many times, you can use credit cards strategically. And think about this concept. I just had this recently with a family member of mine. They're an elderly person. And I won't say who it is, otherwise I'll get in real trouble. But they love writing the old-fashioned checks. They stick it out in the mailbox. And all of a sudden, they started seeing that their account was hacked. You know how easy it is to print a check nowadays? And sticking it in the mailbox, you don't think people can go, that the crooks are going by and stealing stuff out of mailboxes? So here's the issue. Number one, pay online is a big issue. That's beneficial for you. It's a lot safer for you. But as you're working on developing your credit scores, trying to improve your credit scores, if you get one credit card to pay your electric bill and you do it as an auto pay or you just pay it manually, whatever it is, and then you go online, your bill pay, and pay it directly from your bill pay, from your checking account, to the credit card company, you've solved many, many problems. Number one, you've paid that bill quickly, and you've also developed a active credit card, and you're getting a credit rating on there because you're paying it off 100%. Now, get another credit card and do that with your gas bill, and a third credit card for your telephone bill. Now, think about that. You've got three different credit cards that are all active, being used every month, zero or very low balances, and you're solving a lot of problems, and you're also solving the theft issues. Now, make sure you're keeping track of which credit cards are paying which bills, just in case. I talked about this earlier in the week. If you have a credit card that gets stolen, or if your wallet gets stolen, that's when the hassle comes up. But make sure you know what credit cards are paying what bills. That way you can notify those companies. You may not even be taking those credit cards out of the house. Think about that concept. If you're only using credit card A to pay your electric bill, leave the credit card in your safe at home or in a safe deposit box or something like that so you don't have to worry about it getting stolen, and you're going to still solve the same exact issues. Just a thought for you. That's the Your Credit Matters segment, again, brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. I'm going to continue our conversation this week, Police Appreciation Week, on Ron Siegel Radio, talking to Chief Paul Walters, getting some great information, great education. I hope you're appreciating it as well. If you've got questions for the chief, no, we don't take calls online, but you do know that we are on live right now on Facebook, so you can put any questions you might have right there. And I do monitor that throughout the broadcast, so feel free to go in there and put any comments or questions you have there. They're appropriate. We will share them. Chief, we were chatting a little bit before the break about this tutoring program that the police department has. And, you know, I talk to a lot of law enforcement. I've shared with many, many times I'd probably be a very, very poor juror because I'm very biased. You know, I believe that 99% of the time if the police say it, it's accurate. But one of the things that we don't get, and I follow what the police are doing, I don't hear about this, like this tutoring program. If we know that one of the three keys, actually, I think if I'm looking at this, you shared with us before the break, three keys on the gang to the rehabbing the gang problems is, or that you recognize, is that the young people get involved in drugs, getting involved in a gang, and if they do well in school, that you might solve that. Well, if you're doing well in school, and you mentioned that there's a tutoring program, well, the tutoring program is going to help them do well in school and keep them out of the line of the gangs and have supervision to avoid the drugs. Why don't we hear more about that? I mean, are other police departments doing that same program?
Pretty much every department in the country is called the police athletically. We're all trying to combine athletics with the sports or grades physically. Combining can I help school with that? Pretty common police athletics. I'm not sure why. They're very department program. $3. What we would do with police chiefs, probation, sheriffs, and all lobby the state to make sure. Money wasn't for the police department. Every one of the doctors.
Sounds like a great thing, and now I understand why. What part of the issue is, I know in my own personal scenario, and I can only talk about one person, but I've heard of police, the Police Athletic League, and I thought it was where departments are playing other departments in softball games or basketball games or, you know, things like that. That it was, you know, like a benefit, an employee benefit. You know, like every other business has,
right.
You know, the Island softball team or something
right.
like that.
Right. And we do have those. We do have agency leagues that aren't common. All the money they raise, though, went to charity. They would travel. We had all types of
it's amazing the quality of individuals that get into law enforcement and fire as well, and I love listening to the bantering back and forth between the police and firemen. But you know, you think about these people that are out there serving the community every day. They put their life on the line every day, and then the free time they're doing community service work. Just fascinating to me, the quality of individuals that get into law enforcement.
It really is a calling. You really have to do it. Not easy. Work at night. We have others.
I've heard that many times. In fact, it's interesting how you hear of some officers that they retire, and I think it must be something within the compensation program or retirement programs. They take a year off, and then they're back doing something along the same lines in some sort of a community service, law enforcement, or
yeah.
another agency, something along those lines.
Yeah, that's amazing how people run it. See them work.
Very fascinating to me watching the world of law enforcement, just because, you know, it is so exciting to me. It's the idea of being able to publicize the information. Law enforcement gets in my opinion, they get a bad rap because the media, my industry, really is the problem, is that we're so focused, the media is focused on what sells advertising, to be quite frank. And what sells advertising is whatever the blood is or the car chase or did we see, you know, I saw that one last night where it was a pit maneuver and the car ran up over a curb and hit a pole. That's exciting to people. Yet, if we talked about this police athletic league and kids that are not going down the wrong path, it would be great if that would sell some newspapers.
There is a lot of publicity.
Yeah, it's amazing, and we're going to have to get more, in my opinion, we have to find a time and a place that we can get more into that, because I think that's what's driving our young people as well. They see how do I get on TV? Well, I get on TV by doing something wrong, as opposed to I can get on TV by being a cheerleader or doing something great for the community or community service event. We're going to talk more with Chief Paul Walters when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. Some financial mistakes you may be making right now, how to fix them will be our topic when we get back. You can reach us anytime. Off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at RonSiegelRadio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and CalBRE 01869452 and 1-866-7.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will deliver it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Word on Wealth segment is being brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star has all the programs for you. Just give me a call. I'll put you in touch with the right people. 800-306-1990. Financial mistakes you may be making right now and how to fix them. Number one, you may be paying too much for your mortgage. We've talked about that one in the past. What is your household blended interest rate? A lot of people don't even understand what that means. But look at all of your debts. Weigh out all those debts with your interest rates and see what you're paying. Maybe there's a better solution for you. Are you taking advantage of credit card rewards programs? Now, I'm not saying to go out and get new credit cards or to take on more debt, but if you find the right reward programs, they may be good for you. Number three, paying interest on your credit cards. There are ways of getting around that, not having the interest, not having to waste that money. Got to get yourself on a plan to fix that. Not having life insurance. Again, that's a big, big retirement program that we've talked to you about before. Using life insurance for your living retirement and for generation wealth. Neglecting your health. I better not talk about that one because my wife tells me I'm too fat. I can't believe she said that to me, though. Overpaying on student loan debt is the next one. Not planning for your retirement. No, Social Security is not your retirement vehicle. It might be there as a backstop. It's good for that safety net. But the idea there is don't plan on it. I'm not saying it's going away. But what I am saying is be careful. There's not a lot of money in it. Just a thought for you. That's the Word on Wealth segment, again, brought to you by Gold Star Mortgage. Continuing our conversation, Police Appreciation Week, Chief Paul Walters is with us. And we've been learning a lot about the police department. From a different perspective is the way I put it. There's a lot of things that go on in the police departments, but rarely, I mean, you hear about the again, the sensational items. We hear about car chases and shootings and raids and all those things. But it's amazing how much, and over this past week, if you listen to the broadcasts all week long, you can hear all the great things that our law enforcement officers are out there doing that just does, in my opinion, doesn't get enough publicity. And she made a comment that I think might have gone past a little too quickly. I've shared this in the past, but prevention, the concept of preventing crime, you're saying that it number one, it saves money, but holy cow, it seems like it's got to save a lot of lives and a lot of stress. There's a lot of things that go into that prevention topic, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Part of what problem. Everyone's heard of.
Sure.
The problem, whatever that may be, doing. It may be environment. All these different things. Go through that. And empower your officers. Your officers are enforcement. They problem solve. Solving problems. A parking lot, you have a lot of traditional closures. You get to a park, and then you're right. What you have to do is look at why are these things? Is it poor lighting? Is it hard left? Most crimes are not crimes. They take it. Rather than traditional method, was the crime occurs, you say responsibility. Also, broader. Everything from what caused this, what can we do to prevent it? A whole different.
In this day and age, and I hope it's getting a little bit better, but such intense scrutiny on every move the officers make. We hear in some of the media that sometimes officers have, because of the scrutiny, they're more into solving crime than preventing crime. Do you see that as being a legitimate, or is that a totally illegitimate misconception?
Well, I think it varies. Part of what the officer's body can, cars. There are limitations. Part of what the dynamic the officer is acting knows that are on video, three people for them to lie their way out. The studies of the assaults and resisting arrest went video versus what they don't. They can do whatever you want. It's my word against yours. So, I don't know. It varies from department-to-department strategy, what the culture department here, or type of officers they're hiring, and are they allowing officers to work in a really high-stress environment? Because they're not robots. It's like we're talking earlier about still be able to the way you should as a police officer. Same is true. Gang you. Homicide. All those things. It really takes leadership, throwing them away or not. And they're not going to come. They're
right. Not in their DNA.
No, they're not. I mean, it's like these. And many. So they're used to taking orders. We with the mission. We'll do it. I'm not going to come back and say, I can't do this anymore. Give me a different job.
That's a very interesting, and that just comes from the management from the top down, saying, even though you may not like it, Mr. or Mrs. Officer, we're going to change your department or your department because we know it's in your best interest, and you're going to thank us later on.
Exactly. Part of what the analogy I used, being on patrol is like being on a treadmill. You can't get off. You're on this because you're constantly responding. All you're doing. So you're going to call after call, responding. You can't get off this treadmill. But what management leadership has realized, you can't survive 30 years on this. You need to have opportunities to make positive results and make a difference. So if you don't recognize that and give them the opportunity to do that, really embrace that, you're just burning these people out. They're going to get injured, they're going to get sick. There's all these things that are going to happen to them. No one can survive 30 years on a treadmill break to do something positive. Instead, you're seeing victimized. You're in shock. When I first came to Barbara, I was in shock. Started in graveyard, I could not believe people each other. It's not ready. When you go home every morning.
Sure.
So what many of the cops do, they need a mechanism, a coping mechanism to deal with all this stress. So fortunately, one of the common ways in the old days was drinks, self-medicate.
Sure.
Now that's a problem, going to create a family problem, all these other issues. So they need a way to deal with this that was healthy. So part of what I always tried to get everyone's Eat Right Fitness. We built a world-class gym in our facility. As far work out, it's stress relief. Giving my own example, I found that eating right, getting rid of that stress, productive, healthier, better employee, takes recognizing that strategy to help them deal with it. Otherwise, they break.
Absolutely. And by doing it the right way, as you're suggesting, it's probably going to save the department a whole lot of money by not having to retrain somebody new and bring and it's be safer for everybody. Let's. I've only got about a minute and a half left. What is the longest serving police chief in history do when he retires?
Take a break, work out.
Did you see a lot of? What do you have a lot of folks that come back that? Is there gratification, I guess, a comment is the real question, in watching other people accomplish their goals because of what you've done and the things you put in place? Sounds fascinating to me. It's Police Appreciation Week. I'm going to say it again. I've said it every day this week. Say thank you to law enforcement, our firefighters as well, our military. They're doing a great job for us all over the country. But say thank you. If you see them in line at Starbucks today, go buy their coffee for them. Pay it forward. It's a very, very small price. If you're in a coffee shop, buy them lunch, buy them dinner, whatever that is. And we want to say thank you to our partners over at Polly's Pies Tempo Urban Kitchen because they're going to be serving Anaheim Police Department breakfast, lunch, and dinner on Sunday, saying thank you to the officers. So we want to thank them for participating in that as well. Next week, it's all about the veterans, so make sure you join it in. And set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.
I'd like to call him something. I think I'll just call it a day.